I just wanted to bring when Jackie was talking about us carrying this thing we've had today, this week, that she's laid hands around my neck suddenly many times this week. Amen. I thank God through it all that He's still God and He's got a plan for today. You know, last week I talked to you a little bit about putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that heaviness is like gloom. It's like darkness. It's like when gloom and doom is all around you. You know, Lord says, put on a garment of praise. And all of a sudden, we're going to get an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of praise. Because no matter what we're going through or no matter what we're facing, somebody is facing something greater than we are. And no matter how great and how big it is, God is bigger than it. Hello? In other words, we've got to magnify God bigger than the circumstance. We've got to magnify God bigger than the situation. We've got to magnify God bigger than the sickness and bigger than the disease. Amen? Because He is God. Now, my voice sounds funny, but there's no pain whatsoever in my voice. Now, yesterday and when I got up this morning, it was so raw, it just felt like open skin in my throat. But it's soothed, and there's no pain whatsoever. And the only pain you have to face with, I don't have any fever or anything, so I'm not going to pass anything to anybody. But you'll have to put up with the Guido voice today. I might take you to a place you haven't been before. Amen? 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 Hey, can we just loosen up in the house today? God wants to loosen us up because He has something He wants to say to us. And so many times we get all closed up and bottled up and we miss exactly what He wants to say. God wants to do something in our hearts and lives today. You know, from the very creation of this universe, God had a plan for this day, for this moment, for this time. Nothing's by accident and nothing's by mistake. God purposed and ordained for each one of us to be here today. So let's just enter into God's word and see where He wants to take us today, okay? You know, I was reflecting about something about the goodness of God, and no matter how much good that you do for anybody in this world, it's only the grace of God. For all the good that you have, it was by His mere mercy and His grace. And when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to Psalms 115. So let's go there this morning and see where the Lord wants to take us. Psalms 115. And there's only 18 verses, and since my throat is feeling so good, I'm just going to read it all, okay? Amen. Lord, as I'm speaking this word, I speak to my vocal cords, Lord Jesus, and I speak them clear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Psalms 115 verse 1 says, "Now unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name, give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens, and He have done whatsoever He have pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes, but they see not. Ears, but they hear not. Noses, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel, and He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth have He given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." Amen? You know, I was thinking about that. Every time that TBN came on, and on TV it said, "Let everything that have breath praise the Lord." Amen? So what I want to do is I want us to get into an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of praise. I want to speak to you today about the realm of reality. The realm of reality. And what God wants to be is just simple and real. How many know that we serve a real God? Amen. Amen. And how many know that we're going through real situations in our lives? Amen. So we're going to look at the reality, the realm, and the realty. Okay? Can we lift the word together? Can we make a declaration in God's house today? Can we repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me as your servant. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, I'm so grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, that the Spirit of God just rises upon me today, Father God. May the words that come through this mouth, Father God, may they be edifying, encouraging, comforting to every hearer that's gathered in this room. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. Father, if there's any here that do not know you, to be their Lord and Savior, or have drifted away from you, may this be the day of the return. And from this entire body of believers, Father God, may we be unified in you. And we'll never cease to give you praise and glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Now, let's look at first in verse number 13 of Psalms 115. Said, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. He will bless them that fear the Lord. We're going to first talk about reality. Reality. The reality I want to speak to you about is reverence. Reverence the Lord. The fear of the Lord comes from the Hebrew word Yareh. That word spelled Y-A-R-E. Yareh means to revere, to reverence, to honor, to submit to. Amen? So we're gonna learn that the fear of the Lord. He says, I will bless them that fear the Lord. I will bless them that reverence the Lord. You know, Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but foolish man despise wisdom and instruction. He says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. You know, when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at here God wants to pour out blessings upon you and I that we can't even withstand. Amen? In other words, all God's saying to us in his word is get a line for the blessing. It's just like if it's raining outside and you never get in the rain, you ain't going to get wet. Amen? In other words, as we get in the place, and so many times we need to get ourselves in a place of reverence and honor. Amen. Jesus said this in Matthew 10:28. He said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. In other words, we're to have reverence and honor for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I believe that so many times we get so, in the faith movement, we become so headstrong sometimes that we forget the submissive, reverent part of God's word. Amen? You know, and so what God is saying to him, to you and I, is, hey, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When we learn to honor God, that's when we can really grow. That's where we really benefit. You know, that's when we can really seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto us. So as we're placing him in our priority list, you know, sometimes in our priorities get out of line. You know, Solomon, one of the wisest men ever, said this in Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Amen. Amen. So I'm talking about honor. I'm talking about reverence. I'm talking about honoring him. He said he will bless them that fear him. Now, I know that we're covenant men and women. I know we're in a covenant agreement because of Christ Jesus and what Christ did for you and I. Amen. But God still wants us to have a holy reverence for him. He is God, and I'm not. In other words, don't let my head get so big when God uses me. It was by his grace. It was by his mercy. Amen. I'm not God. He is. Amen. And God is just looking for open vessels that will reverence him, submit themselves to him, so that he can work and minister through. Amen. You know, we're the conduit for the kingdom of heaven. What conduit does is it carries something. It transports something from one place to another. And as children of God, that's what he is saying. When we're reverent to him, he is our source. As we're reverent and revere him, we become a conduit that he can work through. Amen? Amen. I've seen God give a Holy Ghost charge. I remember one time I was speaking at this church, and this guy comes stumbling in. And he was intoxicated. He was drunk. Not in the spirit. He was physically drunk. And he came walking in the room. He was intoxicated. And he made himself all the way up to the front row of the church. And when altar time came, the man came and stood up to get prayed for. And the Lord spoke a word over him. That man went flying through the room and landed back in the chair from the altar. Nobody was even near the guy. I mean, it was just like a bolt away. And he was out. He woke up. He was sober. Amen? Because it was a conduit. It was a conduit. And God wants us to operate and walk in the blessings of God. And you find this if you go to Revelations 19. I love going to Revelations to see heaven. So go to Revelations 19 with me for a moment. I'm going somewhere with this, if you'll just bear with me today. Revelation 19:5 says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, or revere him, or reverence him, both small and great. God will bless them that fear him, both what? Small and great, in our text today. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and of the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen? Amen? You know, he says to you and I, as his children, in Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. See, when we honor God, we honor one another. When we honor one another, we honor God. Husbands, when you honor your wife, you honor God. Wives, when you honor your husband, you honor God. When we honor one another, we're honoring God. Amen? And in other words, we're to have reverence for God, but we're to have reverence for one another also. Amen? I don't know about you, but I could stand some more blessing. I've got some things that I have a vision for that God's placed in our heart to do that I haven't seen the funds yet, but I'm calling it in. I'm believing God's getting ready to pour it in. Amen. We have for y'all that are here, we just had someone just donated our central vac. So now when you come and to vacuum the church, you have central vac here now. Amen. Maybe that doesn't mean nothing to you, but you weren't vacuuming the church. To the ones that are vacuuming the church, it means a whole lot. You know what? And Linda, I want to say something, honey. You know, you're the one that was vacuuming in here that caused a mood upon the man's heart because he saw you vacuuming and he said he wants to make it easier for you. Amen? Amen? See, that's just about, you see, we're vessels. We're vessels. God wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. And all he's saying to us, hey, let's get into a place where we really revere him. Do we revere him as God? I shared with you last week, man, some of my conversations I had with him wasn't right. Because he just plainly spoke to me and said, would you talk to your daddy like that? I said, no. He said, well, you honor your father and mother, so your days will be long on this earth. All right? So sometimes in our rashness, in our movement, sometimes we say some things we shouldn't say. And see, and I believe, you can say whatever you want, but I believe when I said the things I said, I opened up a door for this thing to come in my throat because I never get sick. And God, did God bring this? No, I brought it. The devil brought it on. God didn't bring it on. God isn't the author of sickness. God is the author of healing. Amen? In other words, he has set it up in his word and through the kingdom of God that all of us can be whole. We can be whole body, mind, soul, and spirit. Holistic, man. I thank God that he isn't a halfway God. He's an all-way God. He doesn't do things part way. No, that's one of my favorite scriptures in the Word. He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through. God never starts something he doesn't finish. Maybe there's something you've been holding on to and something you've been waiting for and you haven't seen it yet and you lost hope. God says, revisit that hope. Revisit that dream. Let that dream come back to life. If God said it, he'll do it. Amen? He said it, he'll do it. And we'll give him praise for it. Amen? Okay. Verse 14 of Psalms 115 says this, the Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children, you are blessed of the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. In other words, when we have the reality of reverence, the reverence for God, we step into a new realm. The realm is the blessing or the riches of God. Psalms 115, 14, and 15. So, how many here are covenant men and women of God that are covered by this covenant? Let me see. All right? We're all together then, okay? So let's go back to Deuteronomy 7. Let's just establish a couple things. Deuteronomy 7, verse 13 says, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, the fruit of the land, thy corn, thy wine, thy oil, and increase of thine kind, and the flocks of the sheep, and the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. In other words, I'm a covenant man of God. I walk in the covenant and the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Amen. So I'm in the realm of blessing. So turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. We're talking about reverence. We're talking about honor. We're talking about respect. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So that shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen? In other words, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. I'm bringing him my first portion. You know, we're looking to sing a new song. I believe our lives is like a song, and God wants to, has a new song. A new song in our life that hasn't even been sung yet. Amen. I believe somewhere along the line there's going to be a song that raises up that's just going to fill God, the house with God's presence. It's a new song that'll come out, and it'll come out of every heart and every life in the room. Amen. Have you ever heard something that just got to your insides? Amen. God wants you to understand that we're to honor Him. We're to honor Him with our first fruits. You know, I'll assure you one thing. I have ever since I gave my heart to the Lord, I have trusted the Lord with my first fruits. Through the bad times, through the good times, all the way through. It just wasn't when things were going good. I've been through some mountains, I've been through some valleys, and life's like a journey. Mountains and valleys, mountains and valleys. Amen. But as I trust the Lord, He has always provided. He is always, I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen? I walk and you walk in the blessings of God. You've got to get this in your mind. You've got to get this in your heart. Because if you don't, the devil will have you looking at your lack instead of God's abundance. In other words, when your eyes are on the valley, you'll never walk out of the valley. I got to take my eyes and look to the hills which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. I got to lift my eyes up to see. Amen. Or I'll be like the children of Israel. I'll wander around the wilderness for 40 years. It was an 8-day journey, but they wandered for 40 years because they wouldn't look up to the one that gave them, that had the answers. They were looking to themselves. They were looking to their own selves instead of looking to Him. And He said, everything that He has written is for our benefits. You know, I thought of something one time. You know, I planted a lot of seeds years ago. And somebody said, we're looking for harvest. Well, I don't know what kind of harvest I had in those seeds I sowed long ago. But if I was a farmer and I sowed seeds last year, and next year I went out to the field and I didn't sow any seeds, there probably wouldn't be any harvest coming out of the ground. Right? In other words, I can't outgive God. That's why He tells us to bring our tithes into the storehouse so that there be room to be meat in the house. And He will rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. In other words, things last longer. Amen? All of a sudden, my car isn't breaking down as often. I'm not having to go to the doctor. Amen? I've got a reserve. Amen? How? Because I'm operating in the blessing of God. Amen? I'm operating His blessings. He says that He will multiply. He will bless. See, we get in God's program. Hey, don't you think He is God? He knew what He was doing? Amen?
Amen.
I was watching this this thing with Oral Roberts. And Oral Roberts was on Benny Hinn. And Oral Roberts was sharing his story about how he had one of his spiritual sons that was really blessed, and he had been a giver, and all of a sudden this spiritual son became a multimillionaire and close to a billionaire. And he was sitting there with Oral Roberts, and he was saying, well, Roberts, he said, I make too much now. I can't continue to do that. I can't continue to give because it's so great now. And he said, I just don't have it. And Oral said this. He said, okay. Let me pray for you. Can I pray with you? And he said, yes, pray with me. And he grabbed his hand, took him by the hand and said, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you decrease his wealth in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you'll bring it down to a level where he feels that he can give. And the guy said, what are you doing, Brother Roberts? Don't pray that. Much given, much required. Much given, much required. I don't care how much you've got, you still owe your portion to the Lord. Amen. And He'll continue to bless you. He said He'll bless the small and He'll bless the great. He'll bless the small offering and He'll bless the great offering. He'll bless the small things you do. He'll bless the great things you do. But you recognize that it's Him. It's all about Him. It's not about us. It's all about Him. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to me about when I was looking at this in verse 16, He says, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth have He given to the children of men. In other words, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, God took him out of the garden, but he gave him the earth. God gave the earth to Abraham. He said, as far as you can see, is yours. In other words, Abraham's faith was counted unto him as righteousness, and our faith enters us into the covenant relationship of Abraham, Isaac, and Egypt. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Excuse me, not Egypt. And what the Lord was saying, here's what the Lord was saying. Listen to me. You've got to have an ownership mentality. An ownership mentality. In other words, if you have a renter's mentality, for example, let's say you go rent a car. You're on vacation, you rent a car. You're taking the car back to National Car Rental. And you know if you don't put gasoline in the car, all right, you're going to pay a surcharge when you get back if it doesn't have a full tank. So you pull up to the gas pump, and you open up the gas pump, you go to the pump, you open up the little lever latch on the gas tank, and it says, premium gas only. Premium. You look in premiums, a dollar more than regular. So what you do is you hit the pump and you push the regular and fill the car up. Why? Because it wasn't yours. Because it's a renter's mentality. It's not an owner's mentality. Because if you owned the car, you would have put premium gas in it. Because you know that that car was designed for premium gas. God has given us everything we need. When you come into this house is debt free. This property is debt free. God gave it to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. When you come in, you should have an ownership mentality. This is my house that God provided for me to come and worship him. Amen. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the body of Christ. It belongs to you. It's an ownership mentality. Amen. Jesus, the psalmist says in Psalms 37:11, he says, the meek shall inherit the earth and they shall live in peace. Amen. That we inherit things, that we need to take ownership. There's some things that belong to the kingdom of God that we let the adversary have. And the church needs to rise up and start taking some things back. We got to take some ownership. You know, I believe that there's not a person in this room that should not be a landowner. Amen. And if you're not a landowner, maybe you're in debt. You need to get out of debt. How do you get out of debt? Start paying off the littlest, the least to the greatest. Start somewhere and get out of debt. God doesn't want us to be in bondage. Amen. God wants you to be an owner. He wants you to have an ownership mentality. Amen. And when I have an ownership mentality, when I'm facing the adversary, I look at him a little bit different. Amen. There's one thing to think so, and there's another to know so. Amen. I know that we have a deed to this property. The deed is free and clear, and it's a no-so mentality. God has given you and I the deed to the kingdom of heaven and earth. He said, that done on earth, that which is on earth as it is in heaven. And in other words, God has given us a covenant. He's given us agreement. So in other words, we have to have the mindset, all of a sudden, I got to start taking some things back. You know, the adversary is always around trying to steal territory. You know, maybe you have a vision. Maybe you have a dream. You know, this ministry, you can use the building. Maybe you will have something in your heart that you want to teach or preach. This building is to be used. Amen. Amen. This property is to be used. We want to use it for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. Amen. And all of you have a part. All of us have a part together. God wants you to know the reality is when we reverence him, you enter into the realm of blessing and you walk with rights as a child of God. Amen? Amen? I'm declaring my rights. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? People are always standing up declaring their rights as a United States citizen. I believe that we need to declare our rights as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? I believe that we give the adversary too much room. Amen? We give away too much room. You know, you know, the kingdom of God suffers violence, the violent take it by force. I think it's time to start taking back some things. Amen? Amen. We got to take back our families. You hear me? We got to take back our families. Look at that scripture on top of the book. What do they call their confessions of positive speaking? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We're going to speak life in the situation. We're not going to feed dire. We're not going to feed death. We're not going to feed disease. We're going to speak life in the abundance thereof. Amen? Amen? Amen. In other words, hey, we got to change the way we think. The question, I guess I'm just asking you, when you pull into this lot, do you say, hey, thank you, Lord, for our property? You know, for our property. It's yours. It's ours. God gave it to us. For what? So that we could further his kingdom. Amen. So that we could share his love with a lost and dying world. Amen. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but God's in love with you. He's in love with you. I mean, he loves you so much. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, what you've been into. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the way he thinks towards you. He says, I know the thoughts and the way that I think towards you. My thoughts are good and not for evil. Thoughts give you hope and an expected end. God wants you to understand that you're blessed. 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 That you're blessed going in and you're coming out. And if you're the blessed of God, when you come together, you can't help but praise him. I don't know about you, but I know what he's delivered me out of. I know what he's done in my life. I know what he's taken away and what he's given. He gives and he takes away. He gives good things and he takes away the junk. What a God. He comes to you and says, hey, I've got something good for you. Can you give me your junk? I've got something good for you. Can you give me your junk? I've got something good for you. Can you give me your junk? I mean, that's what he is. He's going, he said, he just wants you to love. He wants you to know that he loves you. And I want that song, Barbara Judy, I Have Loved Thee. Hallelujah.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. And I have drawn you with my loving kindness. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And I have drawn you with my loving kindness.
Hallelujah. See, he has an everlasting love. You know, God loves the sinner. He just doesn't love the sin. But he loves you and I. And he wants you to understand in closing today just simply this. That the reality is... is the right. Amen. The righteous, he says, he has given the earth to the sons of men. This earth belongs to us. You know, I think it's time for us to take some land that belongs to the body of Christ. I think it's time for us to build the kingdom of God. Amen. And the kingdom of God is built one soul at a time. One soul at a time. God has a plan in every heart and life in the room. And all God is saying to you and I today is simply this. Will you answer the call that I placed on your life? You've heard me speak to you time and time and time again. Will you just stand and answer that call? Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Just say yes, Lord.